Welcome back, everyone, to Ladies of Leet. This is episode 100.
Oh, my God. We finally made it after 5 years.
2009. That's not too bad.
Yeah,
that's not
2009. Too bad.
Yeah, I guess it's almost 5 years.
If you're not familiar, if this is your first time listening to us, this is a podcast where we talk all things video games. And I'm Nicole.
And I am Kim.
And I am Stephanie.
And this week we're going to take a walk down memory lane. We have a lot of community, involvement. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter. We've had a lot of shows, which honestly, it just kind of amazes me that we're at 100. Mm-hmm. We even have some games to talk about because even though it's episode 100, we're still playing. We're still playing the DLC, for Borderlands 2, the final mini DLC, a game called Gomo. Metro Last Light, and I'm going to say it wrong. Hearthstone?
Hearthstone.
Shh. I always get it. I think in my head, I think it's the other way. Hearth, not Earth. Yeah. Earth. So, is on the iPad, so.
Oh, it's like one of those words that you get in your head,
yes,
and then you can never say it right again.
Oh, no.
Like, deus ex. I can never say that the right way.
Oh, no.
What is
deus
that?
Ex.
Oh, deus ex.
Deus ex.
Like, I thought you said deus sex.
Right.
I'm like, that's kind of a weird way to say sex, but.
Deus ex.
Sexy time. So we made it. We're here. When we decided to go weekly, because if you've been with us through this entire trip, you know that we've had some ups and downs over the years.
We've had gaps.
Yeah.
Again.
You know, life happens. I think we even had a show called Life Happens.
Yeah, I think so. Well, and I mean, gosh, and we've had some big changes.
Yeah.
We've had a baby. Uh-huh. We've been around the world, across the country. We've had a lot of changes go on in the show, and we're still together,
which is
amazing.
My rain buddies. We met in World of Warcraft, and we're still playing World of Warcraft. That's the cool thing. On and off. I'm not as frequent as I was once, but I think, I don't know, are you still frequent, Stephanie and Kim, in World of Warcraft?
I'm not really even playing at all right
okay.
now.
I still poke my head in. And do like my weeklies.
Well, I'm getting ready to poke my head in because I just won I won 3 matches on Hearthstone.
Oh, you get the horse.
And I got the horse.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So if you win 3 matches in the play mode, in the ranked mode, is it just ranked? Is it ranked or? Because I don't think if you win 3 outside, like just practice, you don't get the horse.
You
got to be in the ranked mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I won my 3 matches, and they get big announcement. You get a pony. I'm like, yay, a pony!
That's awesome.
So yeah,
it is very cool looking. It is very cool.
I just want to say, it's going to be dangerous for me playing Hearthstone on the iPad because I was just on the couch. Mateo's playing. I'm like, oh, I'll just do a game. It's really easy now. I mean, he's there. I'm just boop boop boop, and I dropped like 2 F-bombs and I didn't even realize it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh no, oh no. Mark's like, hey. I'm like, oh no.
So have you bought any cards yet? Any decks?
I've been getting, so when it was in beta, I did buy a bunch of decks and then they reset and all of my money went into gold. So I have like over 5,100 gold pieces that I can buy decks with. And I haven't bought them yet because I've just been playing and building up and I've only been focusing on my Pally deck. So I've only been playing my Pally. And she's okay. I went up against a level 20 ranked person and beat him. That's how I.
Nice.
So I was still an angry chicken at level 25. it's fun and frustrating. And it's probably not good for my blood pressure. So
right.
I haven't tried it on the iPad yet. So you like it a lot better on the iPad than you like it on the PC?
I love it on the iPad. I love it.
I'll have to try it there.
It hasn't crashed on me, which I'm sure it might, but it was yesterday was when it came out, and I downloaded, didn't have any problems, and I got right in, synced up my Battle.net account, and off I was going, you know, off playing, and I didn't have, I was probably, I probably played five or six different games. Didn't have any problem. So, I am a little annoyed with sometimes the matchup, because I'll go in, at first I was like, oh, I was matched with another angry chicken. So I'm like, okay, and I beat him. I'm like, yeah. Okay, next one. Level 23 to 25. I'm like, oh, man. And then I lost. And then I lost. Like, oh. So, yeah. I don't know. There's a player out there, Snow. You. You.
She's gunning for you.
Yeah, you better watch it.
I'm just so thankful I have no chat abilities in that game. Ooh, I just.
Right.
Blizzard did right by
like what they should have done is had like that little mad button. So you push a mad button and people would see, you know, it's a mad button.
Yeah. Right. Some avatar comes out and shakes its fist at you.
What I can see happening though is because it's so portable, and I tweeted about this. So it's so portable, you're going to be able to go anywhere and easily get distracted with other things. So you may be playing somebody and like, there were a few times I'm like, hey, wake up. Are you going to move? Like, what are you doing?
Does it time out?
It does. I mean, you only have so long to play before your turn is ends. So, right. And the little line of, you know, have you seen that before, Kim?
Where
the
yeah, I played it on the, when it was in beta on the PC.
Gotcha.
But it's been a while. I mean, I was still in Australia.
Download it. It's free. It's free. Download it.
Yeah, I need to. I liked it, but I wasn't in love with it.
Right.
So, and I kind of thought when it comes out on the iPad, but do you have the new iPad or an older
iPad? You have to
iPad?
Have at least an iPad 2 to play it.
Okay. But see, my iPad 2 is so slow right now. And so I'm like, I don't do anything on my iPad anymore because iOS 7 just killed it. And so I don't do much on it. Except for watch videos. That's like the only thing I ever do on it. So
give it a shot. Try it out.
I'll try it. And I'll let you know how it works on my iPad.
Stephanie, how about you? Are you going to play it?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. Yeah, absolutely.
Play it. It is the perfect kind of side game. I mean, a game can last a little bit longer, but honestly, 10 minutes and I have a game. So.
So did you ever play Magic Online?
No, I didn't. Nope.
Because I wonder how it, compares to that. Because I know a lot of people played that.
Yeah. I honestly, I've never been a card game type person. Like I have the TCG, like physical cards for World of Warcraft only because I wanted the stupid like bonus things in game. So I have like all of these cards. And I never played the game because I just wanted the in-game stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that stuff?
Pet biscuits.
Yes, I still have one of those too.
I still have some of those on my account. You can buy those now.
That's what I hear.
You can buy them in-game.
Yeah, and then I'm looking at the card going, you're worthless.
Yeah. I think I have one or two still around.
Yeah. So, I definitely recommend picking up Hearthstone, even if you've never – Hearthstone, whatever. even if you've never played a TCG type of game, it's – Blizzard makes it approachable. So there's a whole tutorial and they walk you through it and it can get complicated, but it's actually very simple. And it does all the thinking for you in a lot of cases. Like when your turn is done, it goes, job's done. Okay, move on. End your turn.
You know? I like that. Works nice.
Yeah. So I loved it. And I said on my Twitter account, I envision a lot of butts with the toilet ring around their butt because they're sitting on in the bathroom playing this damn thing.
My legs are asleep.
Yeah, right. A little indention in your butt. You do it. all right. Well, we reached out to listeners of the show. In fact, Kim reached out. And we thought we would celebrate the episode with a couple different things. Stephanie decided to go back through the archive of the 99 shows, and actually 98, because 99 hasn't posted yet,
technically.
And she compiled a set of two audio clips, and I haven't heard them. Kim hasn't heard them.
Yeah.
And I'm so interested, because I think one of the things that I said when we first started this episode was, please just ignore the first 10 episodes.
Yes. Because we were just starting out.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were doing.
Oh,
yeah.
This means we're going to have to hear our own voices. I hate hearing my own voice.
Yes. Let me tell you, after listening to all those clips, I recognize my laugh is an evil laugh. I embrace that. I understand that. Because when I have to hear myself like that and I isolate it, wow. Yeah, it's pretty evil.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't know. Honestly, these are long clips. Mm-hmm. So the first one is the first 10 episodes, and the second one is 88 through 98. And the first one is 7 minutes. I don't know how much we're going to get through this before we have to say something. Because I've honestly forgotten so much of this stuff. So, okay, here we go. Here's episode 1 through 10.
Oh, my God. 1 through 10!
As seen through Stephanie's eyes.
Yes,
I'm a little scared.
I know.
I'm a little scared.
I'm scared. Here we go.
That was our original music.
I forgot about that music.
Welcome to Ladies of Leet. This is episode 1, and I am your host, Nicole Spagnolo, a.k.a. Neola.
Neola.
And joining me are the ladies, Kim, a.k.a. Molly Schott.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole. I am so excited to be here.
Me too. And we have Stephanie, a.k.a. Gypsy Girl.
Hello.
Hi, Gypsy. Yay.
How long is it since
told the girls
you used
that name? If you're listening, if we've had more than 10 episodes and you've gone back, please just skip this. It's like, peggle, 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 peggle.
Just get
pointless.
Smashed.
Exactly. And also we have Stephanie.
Good morning.
Hello.
And look, there's my phone ring.
Hey. So this is Wow Talk, and we're going to talk about our new noob moment. I had never seen a hunter train a pet. And so I was in the middle of Thousand Islands, and this guy is, I thought he was fighting. And again, I'm too nice sometimes. I'm going to come up and I'm going to help him kill this thing. And he's like, what the hell?
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Hey, what? And he goes,
I'm just standing back watching everyone, and all of a sudden I'm dead. And I get out to the graveyard, and there's some people standing around, and I say, hey, I didn't attack her. Why am I dead? And the guy's like, AOE. I'm like, what? And I was yelling at him, and I'm like, well, what's AOE? And he's like, oh my God. You know, and I'm already like almost
don't worry. I had no idea what that was for the longest time either.
So yeah. Area of effect, right?
Yeah. So I was like, okay. But he was, you could just feel him rolling his eyes at me. I was just like, oh, that's so embarrassing.
We were running through BRD. We were in the Grim Guzzler, which is a bar right in the middle of BRD. And it's a resting place, you know, where you can sell things and you can get drinks and you can rest up and what have you. Well, as you know, all the NPCs are up there and they're drinking. They're having a good old time. And this being my first time in there, I thought, I'm going to join in the fun. So I put my character on top of the table and start dancing. Little did I know, because no one told me, that will aggro every single NPC in the room.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Dancing on the table in the Grim Guzzler.
Oh, man.
Will piss them off like you don't even know. And my whole party was wiped in like seconds.
Oh.
And they were all like, why did you do that? And I was like, I didn't know.
Because it was fun. I was enjoying myself.
Hi, this is Scott Johnson from Frog Pants Studios at frogpants.com, and you're listening to The Ladies of Leet.
Fat Princess, it's
wrong, Fat
but
Princess.
So funny.
Yeah, I have a built-in little cheat book called A 20-Year-Old Son.
I wanted to kick his ass so bad.
Both bedrooms usually smell, so I don't go up.
watching my sim and like, what is she going to do next? I don't know. I mean, is she going to go to the bathroom? Is she going to go talk to that person over here? I mean, I don't know. Because I know you've been playing a lot with your alts.
Yes, very true.
That kind of sounded dirty.
That's a real shame to have to sit on something so nice. The whole story is about her butt.
And it always ends with you stabbing the guy in the junk. So, and all I really want to do is play Borderlands. That's all I want to do.
Because that game is so addicting. I hop in my little car and I run over things. Mm-hmm. I can sit there for an hour and just run over things. It is so much fun.
You know what Borderlands needs? Zombies.
As zombies are, you know.
Got like don't dangle that carrot in front of me because you know I'm going to bite. My favorites are the ones from the car because I am a sucker for just running over stuff. Like if it's shooting at me, I'll just run it over. I don't care. I'm not going to get out and shoot at it. I'll just run it over.
We have the talented, wonderful Veronica Belmont.
I am also a woman.
Yes. And we love to play video games.
A perky little pug. And what it does is it, you know, sits down on its butt and it scoots across. You know how it does
the scoot.
So, so basically it's wiping. So it's like a pug wipe. Get it?
I didn't even think of that. Like for some reason I've been taking a lot of, I don't know, I've been wiping a lot or something. That sounds really gross to say, by the way.
I snuck away on Christmas Day in the evening just to see what I got underneath the Christmas tree in WoW.
I did too. And Mark's like, you're going to go blind. Yeah.
When you pick them, they're like, la, 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 la.
These are so cute. The little rabbits, they got the little buck and teeth and everything.
They're mean little turds too.
That's awesome. Because
they're attacking the earth.
Reading is hard, you know. Woo, 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 woo. Wow, wildfire, wildfire.
Oh, saying wildfire.
It is the most annoying thing in the world.
In today's episode, we're going to discuss Daisy Fuentes Pilates. Quest for Booty, which are those are the two different games, I think. and Ratchet and Clank.
Is it like Buns of Steel, Quest for Booty?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do Battlegrounds, Steph? And WoW?
Only when I'm forced to.
Also, I played BioShock. Holy crap, I love that
game.
Did
you get that from Steam?
Nice.
I
got the original off of Steam for like $4.99. Yep. You know, it is so much fun. Oh, my God. He was just too damn sexy.
I had a dream that I was war last night, and I was flying around Scott Johnson and Randy Jordan from The Instance. Hey, guys.
Hey, hello.
How's it going?
So do we get to claim the honor of being the very first male gender?
That's Randy. Yes.
That's right. We are men of Leet, Randy.
We made it to 10.
Yeah. Which we're all kind of shocked at this point.
Women are the reason that I became a gamer.
Ooh,
as a child.
Really?
I've only ever been attracted to women who want to play video games, who have a history of playing video games.
If you're a woman and you try to talk with another woman that doesn't play video games, you get some really weird looks.
She either gets too competitive and mad at me. Like we'll be playing like a puzzle game or something that's competitive, and she's just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna freaking jump over the room and strangle you for whatever I'm doing. And I'm just sort of that guy like, what? I'm just playing.
The competitive thing is the same with I refuse to play Risk because I will throw the board or the computer or whatever across the room.
And there you go.
Oh my God, that was awesome. I was laughing so hard. So we're back, by the way. This is not the recording. So that was long, but I'm really glad we did that because I forgot Randy and Scott were on. Veronica, I didn't realize that we had them on so early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had them. I think we had Veronica on like episode 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised we did that.
Me too. Oh, I hear the nerve.
Pretty green.
There are a few in there. I'm like, oh, I sound so nervous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That first one, I'm like, hi, Nicole. I am so glad to be here. I'm a little robot, you know?
Oh, gosh. You know, you gotta get through it, though, you know? To get experienced, you actually have to experience podcasting.
Well, and so isn't that hilarious that from episode 1 to 10, we were like, Borderlands, I can't get enough of Borderlands.
Borderlands and Bioshock.
We're on episode 100, we're like, Borderlands, we can't get enough of Borderlands.
Clearly nothing changes.
Nothing changes. So we pretty much had the same show from episode 1 to episode 100.
Oh, man. But we've had a lot of fun. So much fun.
I can't wait for you to hear the second clip, the second one, too, because that is hilarious. It's even funnier to me than the first one.
Maybe we'll save that one towards the end of the show.
Okay.
Because that one's a shorter one. That's like 5 minutes long.
Yes, it's a little shorter.
Okay.
Oh that was so great, Stephanie. Thank you. I feel like this.
I almost teared up a little bit.
I did, too.
Yeah, going back and listening to it, I was like, oh, my God, I've totally forgotten all those things that we talked about.
Yeah.
Fat Princess. Yeah. How long has it been since we played Fat Princess?
It's been a long time.
I love that game.
Is it on the PS4 now, or is it only on PS3? I guess with the Now, though, you should be able to play it, right?
I have not seen it yet, but that doesn't mean it's not coming.
Right.
There you go.
I don't think it's on PS4 because I would have seen it.
Yeah.
Is it on the Vita? I would think it would be a perfect Vita game.
It would be. No, I don't. I think it was on the PSP.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It was PSP.
PSP. I don't think it's on the Vita.
Oh, our noob talk for WoW too.
How embarrassing was that?
I know, right?
Hey, I wiped a party, man.
Well, you did.
just did something weird. I actually got my party killed.
Oh,
yes.
That's funny. Good stuff, though. Well, kind of speaking of the community, we asked you what some of your favorite moments were for the last 100 episodes, and we've gotten a variety of responses. Kim, did you want to read any of them?
Yeah, I can read a couple of them. Actually, my first one that I want to read is from Jeff Anderson on Facebook, and he says, how many of those episodes involve Borderlands chat?
Quite a few.
You know, anytime we talked about Borderlands, I tried, because in the show notes, which have always been detailed with what we talk about, I put the tags as the games that we talk about. So if you just search on Ladies of Leet and look for the Borderlands tag, it will probably tell you how many episodes there are.
I would like to see which one is more pervasive, though, Fallout or Borderlands.
Oh, that's true.
Because I think Fallout will beat it.
Well, I have a tag cloud. I don't know if you ever noticed that there's a tag cloud, and the more you use a certain tag, the bigger it gets, of course. And Fallout New Vegas is bigger than Borderlands 2.
There you go. I knew it.
That is awesome. Oh. Yeah, we do talk about, there are our favorite games, and we do talk about them a lot.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Well, and so that goes back to Twitter. And Blumbertum says, the episodes when you guys picked up Fallout New Vegas for the first time made me want to play it, and now is my favorite game.
Aww.
Yes. Woohoo. We have converts.
Right.
Yeah. I would hate to listen to that episode because I don't think I was enjoying it much at first. Because I remember going, okay, it was just too close to Fallout 3.
Yeah. Neither of you liked Fallout Vegas when it first came out. I was the only one who was like, oh my God, I love this game. And I think you had just come off Fallout 3. And I didn't like Fallout 3 when I first played it. And when I went back and played Fallout 3, I was like, oh yeah, I love this game.
I do love this game. If you can believe it, I'm thinking about playing Fallout 3 again on my PC.
Oh my Lord.
Because I played it on the PS3 and then the stupid DLC didn't work because there's so many unpatched bugs on the PS3. Mm-hmm. So I have the Fallout 3 like Ultimate Edition on Steam. And I was like, maybe I'll play it. But I'm like, I know if I play it, then when the new Fallout, which has never been announced, I'm like just holding out hope that they're actually going to announce it eventually. I'm kind of not wanting to be burnt out the way I was with New Vegas. Wouldn't it be funny if Fallout 3 like burned me out of the next game twice?
On the next one too.
Oh, ridiculous.
That would be very funny. That would be cool. But I played it just recently. I picked it up and it was crashing on me. So I got to get the patch for it. You know, I think there's some of the what are those, the add-ons that you can put on, and
yeah,
it stops.
Well, it's,
or you can change it too.
Mark has been playing Skyrim, and he had to go to Nexus Mods to download a unofficial patch because there was a quest that he had to do, and the guy kept attacking him.
Oh.
And the only way he was able to get past it was because of the community that fixed it, not the Bethesda. So that's kind of messed
that's
up.
Weird. That's kind of messed up. I never ran across that.
Yeah. Whoa. Goodness. Hello. Hello.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
That
was great. But yeah, it kind of stinks that the patching by the actual game developer isn't as good as the patching that comes from the community. It's kind of messed up. But
it is.
So yeah, Nexus Mods is a place to look for those patches.
So Free Rangers in the chat room just said, what do you want to bet that in a few weeks, Nicole will be talking about Borderlands on the Vita?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Don't you have to try it? I'm going to try it.
Maybe. I don't know. I've been playing it on my PC, and that's where my character is. I don't want to build another character.
I thought there was going to be some kind of...
Is there a sync? Now, if there is a sync, which I don't know if there is or not, I might pick it up that way.
Oh, well, I have it on my PS3 as well. I have Tunes over there, so...
I didn't like it on my PS3. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, I liked it much
better. I think that's one of the most interesting things for me as a gamer that has evolved over the years. Episode 1, World of Warcraft was the only PC game I played, really. Mm-hmm. I was a hardcore, dedicated console gamer. Yeah. Now, today, I prefer everything on my PC. Like, if it's on the PC, I will play it on my PC.
Yes.
It's so weird to me. So
No, I agree. And nothing has brought me back to the consoles. Maybe Watch Dogs. Because I think I'm going to get Watch Dogs for the console. Just because I got a freaking PS4, so I'm going to play something on it. But other than that, I don't really care. I mean, I watch Netflix on it.
Yeah.
Every time I log into my PlayStation, I look at my friends list. Netflix.
I'm using that new Fire TV from Amazon for Netflix. Have you tried that yet?
No, I haven't. It's
awesome.
Because I've got so many freaking devices
that already play Netflix.
Yeah. But I also, I have I like Amazon Prime too, so.
Yeah, I have that too.
Well, I watch my Amazon Prime on my PS4. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a good interface for that as well.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So that's where I watch Amazon Prime is on there. So
I just, when you have a 2-year-old and he's going, buppies, buppies, and you can just say into the remote, bubble guppies. Boom, and it's done. It's
nice.
It's awesome.
That is really cool.
It's so awesome. Yeah.
Buppies equals
bubble guppies. There's a show called Bubble Guppies.
All right.
And he goes, buppies, buppies. So. That's a Mateo-ism.
Aww.
What else do we have here from... we got some tweets.
Trumple says, when Terpster was a guest on the show, he was great. Also, I love all the after-show stuff. 100, finally!
We started doing that after-show stuff when we just... I think it was around the BioShock Infinite time. That was like one of our first kind of spoiler zone after the show. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy doing those.
Yes, me too.
Because when we can actually talk about the spoilers that we have to be like, shh, about, you know.
When the person did the thing and the other thing happened, wow, I was amazed.
Exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good.
So I was looking at the episode. Episode 13 was when Terpster, that was March of 2010. And I'm looking at the picture and he looks like such a baby. He looks so young. And I actually got some blowback on that episode because there was a few people that they don't enjoy Terpster. And I'm like, Terpster's my friend. Back off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, he does look like a little baby. Look at that. Oh, Terpster vision.
Yeah, Terpster vision.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That is really wild. And then one of our big followers, Heading Lee 72, says there was far too many to mention. I love it every time Jess Kamali opens her mouth.
Aww.
Thank you. And I love the off-air stuff that is on the end of the shows. It shows how much fun you guys have doing the show, and that's what we love. Oh, thank you. I think we do. We really love doing the show, and that's why we've kept it going, because there's been some times that we're like, oh my God, life is just so hard. We can't do this. But we're like, no, we want to go back because I want to talk with people about video games, and I want to talk to my friends.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, and I have to give both of you guys credit. When I was going through that hard period, you kept the show going. I mean, you brought in Renee, and who else was on the show?
Ralph.
We had Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
Mary Varn.
Yep, Mary Varn was on. So you guys... Oh. Held the torch, trudging through. So,
well, it wasn't the same without you, though.
Yes,
I mean, it really wasn't. It was, we kept it going and we had fun, but it wasn't the same without you.
I was too busy barfing.
Yeah, you were.
You were barfing. So bad.
You were barfing. Yeah.
I remember during that time, the first game I really was able to play was Dead Island. I think it was Dead Island. That and Alice Madness Returns. Those were the two games I remember during that time frame that I laying on the couch. I'm going to play a video game. If it makes me sick, I don't care.
Alice was a good game. Yeah. I remember that. I really enjoyed Alice.
I did too.
I don't think enough people appreciated it, you know, but I really liked really liked it.
You can pick that up on Steam. I've seen it as low as like $3-4.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's not very much at all.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. Who else do we have here? Did you do Indie Technos?
Nope, I didn't do his.
He's a big supporter. I always hear from him, and he's such a nice guy. He said, I got hooked from all the Borderlands talk. Now I have to play Fallout New Vegas because of you ladies. Thanks for the show. Hey, we're just here as a PSA. We're warning you about these games. You know? So
exactly. It's a warning.
It's your decision whether or not you play it or not.
The more you know.
Exactly. all right. So did I miss?
We got to do Champion Nick Craig.
Yes. Yeah, so.
When I got Nicole to do her Torg impression for an episode.
Explosions.
Yes. That's awesome.
I love Torg. He's my favorite. Well, actually, no, Tiny Tina. Well, you know, that would be a hard choice. Oh, Torg, yeah. Tiny Tina, and Claptrap will lose. It's between Torg and Tiny Tina, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still like Tiny Tina. Yeah. But I like Torg. Yeah, you're right. It is.
Especially after his DLC that came out during Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you got to hear a lot of his backstory. It's kind of crazy.
And yeah, he's like a lovable guy, you know, that yells really loud in your face.
So Stephanie, Kim, do you have any favorite moments throughout the years? I'll tell you mine. I'll let you think about it. Right. I really enjoyed recording live at Nerdtacular last year with you guys.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun with Jocelyn.
Yeah, yes. it really was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many. I actually, whenever that we've got to record together, we've done only about three of them.
Oh, Dragon Con. We did Dragon Con we one did year.
That was our first one at Dragon Con, and we were just all in a room together.
In Ralph's room.
Ralph's room, yes. Ralph's room.
That was what, 2010, I think it was? Yeah, I think it was 2000. Had to be 2010.
Yeah.
So
that was a lot of fun, and gosh, really, there's so many memories that I can't pick one. But yeah, the live shows are definitely a highlight.
The live shows.
Yeah, Dragon but Con last year.
I do remember the one where we had the earthquake.
Yes.
That we both felt Stephanie it. And I felt it, and it was like the weirdest.
Holy that crap. Was weird.
That was
just weird.
Yeah.
That so you never know.
Yeah, that's so many. Well, I will say
I liked when we were raiding too, all together when we were all raiding. and the shows that we, I mean, we had a specific, we had a whole different category just for WoW.
That's right.
Because we did. We were playing so much WoW. Mm-hmm. We kind of gave it up because we went to MMO Talk and then we gave up MMO right. Talk altogether. Right. And,
but we would actually talk about the dungeons. Like yeah. Ulduar, and we would talk about the, you know, champion fights and stuff like that. And yeah, sadly we don't anymore.
Grinding
no,
for
don't
rep.
Don't do that anymore. But that's okay. I mean, we move on to other games. And that's yes. why I like about our show is we've got so many, you know. And mm-hmm. we've even had some very specific just mobile gaming episodes mm-hmm. because that's all we do. And I liked when we got our own music.
Yeah.
That's nice. And if you guys don't know who does our music, because I don't know if we say it very often.
I wrote a blog post, but it seems like it was just yesterday, but it's been a long, long time.
So our friend Hakito does the music.
The intro, yeah.
The intro music. And oh my God, what's his name?
Liam O'Brien.
Yes.
Who voices the character War in... Darksiders
is
who's
and
saying
Illidan.
Yeah, and Illidan, he's the one saying "Lay the lead" in the yes. Intro. And
that's just his voice. There's no electronics. Yeah. That's Elider. Just his voice. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Indeed. I can't believe I forgot his name.
In fact, if you go on the website lazily.com, there is a post, and I think you can download the full song because it's a long. Little song that Hakito's created. I will say this. If I did not do the show, I would have breaks in my gaming. Because, you know, like we said, life happens. And sometimes, you know, I'm more into movies or more into reading. But I will say that it's been a really good positive peer pressure for me to experience some games that I probably would not have experienced. Yes. I'm thinking like singularity type games.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, even I don't think I would have ever picked up Sleeping Dogs or Saints Row. Mm-hmm. Neither of those games I would have ever picked up. And I like those are great, great games.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, there's a lot of games that I wouldn't have played that kind of I wish I hadn't now. But
remember the Prison Break game? Remember that Prison Break game?
Oh my God. Yes.
I couldn't even find it. Like I tried to play it and I couldn't even find it.
That was a horrible, horrible, horrible game. And there was some racing game we played too that we're all like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Can we just stop talking about this game now? Yeah. All right. And we talked about it for like 5 minutes. We're like, okay, go on. Move.
Well, let's talk about some of the games. So we talked about Hearthstone at the top of the show. Kim, what are you playing right now? Because I've never heard of this game, and I'm curious about what it is.
So I'm playing a game called Gomo, and I got this on sale. It was on sale this weekend, and I think I paid like $2.49 or something. It was really cheap. And it's a little game with a little like sack guy, this little sack boy type looking
like
kid.
Little Big Planet kind?
Yeah, it looks like that, but it's a point and click. So it's got the flat graphics type thing. So it's a point and click puzzle type game. And what happens is Alien takes your dog at the beginning of the game. Aww. So it's so sad. You know, this guy's...
Don't. That's a cheap move, by the way. Anytime you mess with dogs in a video game, I just want
to. I know. So now it's like a personal thing. I am going to get my dog back. So it's really the whole game is how far would you go to get your best friend back? Oh, and so it's, you know, you're messing with aliens. So you go through a lot of different type of worlds and a different type of aliens things. And it's really the. It's really easy, but it's really cute, and it has some cute little puzzles. Like at one point, you've got to figure out which stall to poop in so you can get the little thing that pops off, and it's just cute.
Are you a dog?
No. You're a sack boy, so I guess you're pooping grain.
Oh, rice?
I don't know. Rice? Yeah.
Oh, it's 66% off. Well, it won't be when you're listening to this, but yeah, it's 66% off right now.
Yeah,
or it was.
It's actually, I wouldn't buy it if it was full price.
Yeah. Well,
because it's very quick. I mean, it literally took me maybe 2 hours at the most.
The artwork reminds me of Machinima. Machinarium. Machinima. Wrong one. Machinarium.
Yeah, it kind of has that feel to it. It's very cute. Some of the puzzles were way too easy. Some of them were a little more difficult, but I never had to go like find anything. There was some of the puzzles are almost glitchy though, where I had to get it exactly right or it wasn't going to work. Mm. And it wasn't any big deal. You pick up things and you use items and things like that. So it's a cute, very fun little game mm-hmm. that I'd get if it's on sale. I mean, for $2, it was like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And it was like a nice break game that I liked.
It's not on iPad, is it? It's only Steam?
I think it's only Steam. Let me look real quick. It looks like, yeah, it's only on PC.
Oh,
and Macintosh. Oh, it's on PC and Mac.
I don't know what this means. Presented by the creators. Doesn't of Edna and Harvey, the breakout, but it says presented, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they made this. They're just saying, here's a game.
No, yeah, it was developed by Fish Cow Studio.
Okay.
So it's not the same thing, but maybe they like came together and said, hey, you know, we want to be included in your sale.
Kind of like what Double Fine is doing with their whole indie project.
Yeah, and it's probably something like that. So it's a cute game. If it's on sale, I would buy it if you like point and click games. Because it's a lot of fun and it's very, very cute. And the puzzles are, I think, interesting enough to keep me in. I mean, I played it all the way through. So,
nice.
You know, it kept me entertained for 2.5 hours.
Well, there you go.
And that was all I played this whole week. Well, I played some Diablo 3.
Still playing Diablo 3?
Yeah. I'm actually enjoying Diablo 3 a lot.
That's cool.
Because they've done some different stuff with it, with the adventure mode. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different. You're still going through the same puzzles or the same maps, but you're doing different things on those maps.
That's good.
It's kept my interest enough. And I'm introducing my friend Lori had never gone through Act 4, never killed Diablo. Uh-huh. So we ran her through that. And then we're going to take our time through Act 5 so she can see it. So that'll be fun too, having like fresh eyes on it.
Definitely. I'm still playing BioShock. So I'm like a dog on a bone. I just want to finish BioShock. And I'm to the point where I'm almost to Andrew Ryan's office. Ooh. So I'm almost done. So as soon as I'm done with that, I will start playing Diablo 3 again. So
But you know, that's not the end, though. Right?
I know, it's not. I'm close to the end. I still have some time to go, but I feel like I'm getting closer. Okay. Right. I killed Cohen. And I'm like, you're dead. Because you can leave. You can leave, right? You're able to leave without killing him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to kill him because I didn't like him. He just.
He's gross.
Butthead. So I was playing a game that you're playing, Stephanie, this Metro Last Light, and yes. I didn't go back to it because of BioShock.
Sure.
So tell me, because this is because we talked about it on the show for a little while ago. So you're almost, mm-hmm. are you done with it or are you almost?
I'm about 3/4 of the way.
Okay.
So getting close to the end.
Are you enjoying it?
I am, except for, there's two endings, technically three, but I'm going to just call it two endings, based on how you collect what they call moral points as you play the game. Mm. And what I don't like is the things that give you these moral points are completely random and really have very little to do with what is advancing the story. And I had to actually look up this chart to figure it out because you have to get a certain number to get the good ending. But the publishers threw in a twist and said, if you get every moral point, you get the bad ending.
Oh.
They don't want you to get every moral point. You don't know how many points you have.
Oh.
Right? So
that's kind of weird.
It is very weird. And I the mechanic to tell you, oh, you successfully got this moral point is very flaky. because the game is mostly dark, and when you successfully get a moral point, your screen goes light for about half a second, and a strange little sound will play. So if you have the sound turned down or you don't have your headphones on, you will completely miss the fact that, yes, I got a moral point. And yeah, so I'm not a fan of that mechanic at all. Yeah. I mean, I like the shooting. I like the maps. You know, the game is fun, but I don't like that mechanic. That if for me to get that ending, I have to do these completely arbitrary things like listen to strippers talk about their makeup. Why do I need to do that?
I don't, because you get good tips.
Yeah, but you get it. You don't. You lose a moral point if you pay for a lap dance.
Okay, that's weird.
I know. So there you go. So moral points. I'm not really sure why they're in the game, but they are to affect the ending. Right. But I'm obviously aiming for the good ending because I want the story with the dark ones to resolve correctly, what I feel is correctly. So,
Yeah, I might go back to it, but it just doesn't feel like I just have too many other games that I really want to play.
Yeah, right,
and you could go back to Borderlands.
I'm what I'm sticking with it is for the singularity feel. I like that kind of gritty, Soviet feel. It obviously has because they are in fact speaking Russian. Yeah, I like that. Well, I like that. Well, that's why I'm sticking through it.
Speaking of Borderlands, the final mini DLC came out, I think it was a couple days ago, a few days ago, Tuesday. So today it's Thursday, yeah. Right. And it's Son of Kral Morax. I think that's how you say it. Mm-hmm. And it is a Sir Hammerlock, but here's the cool thing. You have to save Sir Hammerlock.
Yes.
He gets captured. And in fact, I put a link in the chat room. I wanted to leave him tied up. I didn't want to save him. I was like, can I just leave him here? You know, but I was reading that it was going to be hard. Like, I was going into it because I never finished the Valentine DLC. Like, that was hard.
Right. Exactly.
That was very hard.
I picked that up too. And I could not finish it on True Hunter Vault Hunter mode. I couldn't either. And
I never finished.
I was completely overwhelmed, and I could not kill them.
Yeah, and I was worried that this was going to be the same thing. and I even read that too, that you have to bring friends. I'm like, I don't want to bring friends. I just want to kill it. Right. So I decided to go as far as I was like, okay, I'm just going to play it until I can't play it.
Right.
And I beat him on True Vault Hunter mode. I'm like, there you go.
Now, do you have any legendary weapons? Because I have none.
No, I don't have any legendary. But I have I have like 150 golden keys. Because of that website, that orcs website.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like when this DLC came out, Gearbox was just flooding the internet with 5 and 10 golden keys. And there's even what I really like about that orcs website. Not only do they list out all the keys, but they also list the bonus packs. So, like I got a new skin, and I was, and when you do defeat the Son of Kralmax, you get a face. I hate the faces.
Yeah, they don't look good.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, except for Jack's mask. I love.
Yeah. Good. No. But that's not not the DLC though. That's the end of the game.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so the one for the Thanksgiving, like your turkey, it's so gross looking.
Yeah, that one is gross. But I like the pumpkin head too. I wear the pumpkin head a lot.
Yeah. The pumpkin head and the frosty head. But the turkey head is gross. Blech.
But the frosty head looks mean. I mean, it looks like evil is frosty. Mean.
How's that, Kim? So yeah, I highly recommend it. It's $2.99. It was like 2.5 hours of fun. It's just fun. Just cool.
There you go.
And then they're doing something with the story. You get more story. You get a little bit of backstory with what's going on with Mordecai, because you're talking with Brick, Mordecai, and Lilith as you're going through this tropical island and killing stuff. So they give you a little bit more backstory on what's been going on, which is kind of nice. I kind of enjoyed that. So
yes.
I would recommend it.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. What else do we got going on here? We have a few iPhone games. So I downloaded the Family Guy game from the last time we spoke. Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying it more?
No.
No.
That's my answer.
I don't mind it. I think it's kind of funny.
There are funny parts of it. And the music is always very engaging. The animation of the characters is funny. Yeah. What I don't like are the quest mechanics and they're forcing you to sign up in Facebook, which I refuse to do, and to purchase their in-app currency.
Yeah, because the there's like one quest
that
is like
quest never goes away.
Oh, it that doesn't?
Quest, no, it is still on my thing a week later. That's why I don't like this at all. The fact that those quests are pervasive, they'll stay forever.
The quest is you have to, it's like buy something and get half off, or I don't know what it is.
But you buy $5 and we'll give you coins, whatever, of their in-game currency. No, I won't. And they already took their social media section offline, so I can't even invite my friends to come play the game. Yeah, that's completely.
Did they take it offline, or was it there before?
It was there but broken, so they've taken it offline so they can quote unquote fix it. So right now it's offline. It's just you going to other town. The other thing I don't like is how the quests overlap. Like, right now, I'm trying to unlock Lois, right? For me to unlock Lois, I have to have each of my characters do 6, 4, 3. Each of them has to do 15 things, and hopefully those 15 things will generate an item that will unlock her quest. And she has 4 quests like that. So I sit there and just do quest after quest after quest after quest, trying to unlock her. Meanwhile, these other quests are accumulating, wanting me to do things with those characters, and I can't because they're locked doing those other things. And I don't like that. I like The Simpsons, where my character's doing one thing, and it won't ask me to do something else while those quests are active. This one is just like, you know, throwing random quests out there for no reason whatsoever. And yeah, I'm not that part of it is completely broken for me, and I am not enjoying that.
Yeah, I'll play it a little bit, but I agree with you on the whole invasive thing. It kind of annoys me. But no worries. There's an update to Simpsons Tapped Out.
Simpsons Tapped Out?
What?
What is that game? Remind me again.
Well, that's the game that I would like to know how many times we've talked about on a show.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, they just dropped their Easter update. So now bunnies, this time of year was meant to be whacking day, where you club snakes.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
So they have decided that instead of snakes, because we got rid of them, it's bunnies, because without the snakes to eat the bunnies have now overpopulated.
Bopping bunnies on the head. Is that what we've come to
little
here?
Bunny foo-foo?
Well, little see, so you can, if you see a random bunny, you can tap it and bonk it on its head. Or to do a massive scan for the rabbits, you electrocute them. And that makes me squeamish.
That's
but
terrible.
There you go. Yeah, they like, they shake and you see their skeletons, and I'm like,
maybe not.
Rabbits?
poor rabbits.
But they have this side quest that, you know, so just like all of their other holiday things, you know, you accumulate eggs to turn in to get a chance at something cool. So they threw in this quest that where, you know, Homer says, well, what if I don't get anything cool? What if I suck out is their phrase. What if I suck out? And the quest is, if you suck out and only get fences, they will give you a reward.
I don't know what you mean by.
So you accumulate eggs, right, and then you get the chance to open the thing. It's kind of like, think of it like spinning the wheel. You open a box to see what you got. Well, what if you get something that's stupid, like fences?
Right.
They're saying if you suck out and you only get fences, if you get 50 fences, they'll give you a prize. They'll give you a nice prize.
Oh, okay.
So,
whatever.
I thought that was funny. Because, I mean, Homer's like, oh my God, that's right. I hate fences. Like, because I hate that too. Like, if I play every day for a week and all you give me is fences, What is that? I don't want fences.
I did like the Valentine fences. Those were pretty.
Yeah, I mean, and they did that with Easter now, so they have little Easter banners on them. But for the rest of the year, they're just fences.
So, moving on to the next tab. What's Lone Wolf? Did we talk about this before?
No.
Okay.
No. So this was recently an app of the week in the iTunes store, so it was free. So I grabbed it, and holy crap, this game is gorgeous.
Really?
I mean, so I have the iPad 4. And it looks amazing. The animation is super smooth, and the graphics are really beautiful. So it's basically a mini RPG. It's not really an RPG, but it's like an adventure storytelling app where you define your character at the beginning. They give you these choices of skills. And you choose them, and then you go about on your adventure. And when a conflict arises, you get to use that skill, one of your skills, to determine how you want to get around this obstacle. Like, for example, I picked being able to communicate with animals. So when I was stuck trying to get somewhere, I had the ability to find out where to go from the animals. Like, the animals pointed me in the right direction. Cool. Like, these wolves showed up.
You're like Snow White.
I know, right? But then you get to the fighting part, right? So you get to this town. It's been invaded by these horrible creatures. And then you start the fighting. So you start out just one-on-one. And that's actually pretty cool. But the game gets super hard when you have to fight multiple enemies. Like, they were just beating my butt like nobody's business. So the game is obviously very new, and the publishers have promised that they're going to adjust the fighting and make it easier. Well, I can't say easier, but more obvious how to fight and how to actually stay alive. So the publishers have said they're going to tweak it. So I'm impressed by this first outing, and I really look forward to what they're going to do, like, chapter wise. I feel like this is the beginning of a series.
So is it called Joe Deaver's Lone Wolf?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yes.
Because is it in-app purchases? Because it says it's free.
Yeah, so it's still free because it was probably app of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's normally $4.99. So if you can, get it now. But no, there are no in-app purchases.
Okay. Yeah, I got this when it was free. I think I got it last week. I just haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
Well, because so I get every single free app. Every week I'll go get the free app.
You're like, I might play it, I might not.
Yeah, exactly.
So take some time and sit down, and I think you'll be impressed by really how gorgeous it is.
Well, I'm looking at this, and it says there are in-app purchases. It's free. And then it says Season Pass, Act 2, 3, and 4, $11.99.
Oh, there you go. So whenever the next chapter's released. Right. So you can pre-order them now, or maybe they'll be apps of the week in late when they drop too.
Yeah.
We'll get the whole thing for free.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
And then you also have another game called Lords of Waterdrop.
Deep.
Oh. Water Deep. I don't know. I kind of like Water Drop better. Lords of Waterdrop.
So if you're a fan of traditional board gaming, then you'll know the name of that. Lords of Waterdeep is a very popular board game. And they've made an iOS version. So if you are even remotely a fan of this board game, I highly encourage you to get it. It's $6.99, so it seems a little steep, but it's actually really, really well done. And the game itself is resource placement. So you get agents and you get quests to do, and how you place your agents on the board determines the resources that you get. And what's really nice is it's over in 8 rounds.
What's that?
Right. So you can play against your friends. It's over in 8 rounds.
Oh, okay.
Right. So 8 turns. 8 turns and it's done. So it can go super quick depending on how many people you're playing against. You can play against your friends, or you can just play against the computer AI.
Cool. So, have to check that out.
Lords of Waterdeep.
Lords of Waterdeep.
Deep. Drop.
All right. Well, before we move into some emails, I just wanted to mention, we talked a lot about The Wolf Among Us Chapter 3 on episode 99, and they're calling it a bug, but it's actually they modified the code to take the pole dancing action that the Little Mermaid was doing and transfer that code onto Bigby. Yes. So it's awesome.
Yeah. It is so funny. There's also one for The Walking Dead.
Oh, I didn't
Walking Dead has this same, I guess they put the code in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you can see it in that as well.
That is, it's so funny. Bigby. Yeah. Yeah, so I'll put a, if you haven't seen it, I'll put the YouTube video in the show post. Yeah. So you can.
I love that the reactions or non-reactions of the two characters in the scene with him just seem to match it so well. They're like, you know, if you keep doing things the way you are, as he's grinding away, all right.
Good times. Oh, Bigby. Yeah,
very, very funny.
All right. We also have a couple of emails. This one is a voicemail. We got a voicemail from Jesse and Aaron over at Life is Leap podcast. So I didn't get a chance to listen to it. So here we go. Don't know what I'm going to get. And if I, like I said, this stupid soundboard.
I hope they're nice to us.
Yeah, me too. Let's see.
They are.
If it's going to, why is it not playing? Here we go.
Hello, ladies. This is Jesse from the Life is Leap podcast. And Aaron and I just wanted to congratulate you on episode 100. Keep up the great work.
Oh, well, there you go. Thanks, Jesse and Aaron.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can find them. I think it's Life. They have an awesome name with Leap in the name of their podcast. I think it's lifeisleap.com is where you can find them at. And then we also got an email from David Aiken. And he says, hello, ladies. I've been listening since episode one and I really like your show. What?
No, since one.
Yeah, that's since awesome. One. Yeah. I thought, I was like, what happened? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Recently on episode 96, you were discussing Eve Valkyrie in relation to the Oculus Rift. So I thought you might be interested in the forthcoming crowdsourced funded game, Star Citizen. I bought a ship and I can't wait for this to come out. It's been in development by a team headed by Chris Roberts, the guy who made the Wing Commander series, and it looks really awesome. Please check it out and tell us your thoughts. They will showcase the game here at PAX East, and he gave us a link that I'll put in show notes. Thanks again for a great show. P.S. Star Citizen will use the Oculus Rift as well. So there you go. So if those types of games are... interesting to you? Oh, wow. It does look cool.
Yeah. I have a coworker who's very excited about this.
Yeah?
So, yeah, we were watching the funding thing kick in.
Is the Kickstarter completely over now?
I believe so, yes.
If you go to the website, you can, it looks like you can reserve.
Still, you can still donate.
Reserve your ship. Mm-hmm. That's kind of neat. Dang, they got a ship for $125. No way. That's just, oh my. So you can get a ship as low as $30 to $275.
Yeah, the people that are interested in this game are really heavy hitters when it comes to money. They, you know, it's not $1.99. It's, as you saw, $200.
Wow.
Just to buy something in the game.
Wow. Ooh. I'm just looking at all. This is, what? Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
These are hardcore players. See, this is why I'd be like, I don't.
I'd be very intimidated.
Me too.
I'd be very, okay, I'll just be over here playing by myself. Thank
you. Because I know in Eve, you can like lose everything. Like you could get attacked and just, I wonder if that's.
Your whole guild can get attacked.
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah, if I'm cussing that much on Hearthstone, I can't even imagine what I do in these games.
Could you imagine if you lost, you know, $200-$300 and people do that? You know, this is like a $600 ship out there,
right?
And it gets blown up or whatever it does.
There's no undo.
Yeah,
there's no mulligan. My last save.
Yeah. Oh gosh. All right. Well, we still have the audio clip from Stephanie.
Yes.
And so, since we're wrapping up the show, I'll go ahead and play that. This is from episodes, the last 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. So, episodes 88 to 98. And then we'll wrap up the show. So let's go ahead and reminisce one more time. This last few episodes here. All right, here we go.
It's that thing that all of a sudden you look up and it's 2 a.m.
I know.
And you're like, oh my God, what the hell? Played, you know, with myself. I've only played single player.
Yes, single player. Yes. Dirty Minds out there. Stop it. Thank you, Ralph, for getting me into Fables. I'm like totally obsessed with this world now.
Now, our community has been amazing. So you were like way, way, way generous.
Joey's excited about it too.
What the hell? What is going on here?
The fact that I could beat it in 10 minutes is kind of, I have to admit, I'm like, oh, I kind of like the idea of that.
Because I think British accents or Australian accents or any accents make games better.
Season one, I pretty much liked everyone except for the racist dad.
But I'm okay with the boobs in all of it. Yeah.
I'm okay with it too.
Stephanie, don't tell Kim this, but you should kill her.
Stephanie, how can the listeners get a hold of us if they want to send us some information or emails?
Okay, I'm going to do it really quick.
Okay.
You can go to the website, ladieselite.com, or you send us email at ladieselite@gmail.com. Okay. And we're all on Twitter at Nicole is at Nicole's Bag. Kim is just Kimolly, JustKimolly, and myself, XIAXIAN1. And oh, was that a joy. Running for 20 minutes.
Run, zombie, die.
It's a whole lot of nothing for me.
You see me, I'm the Asian guy. She goes, do you have a hat on? Yeah, I'm an Asian guy with a hat. Okay, that's you. Which was basically controlling him. It was, you know, crazy.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Combination. X, square, do it at the same time. But I keep going into the blacksmith in Winterhold because he's so cute.
You might think you're awesome, but I make you awesome. It's amazing how much I think I know, and then I talk to you, and I'm like, I have no freaking clue what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Wait, you just wait until the Spanish come in. Holy smokes. I lost my mom chasing a chicken. Oh my God, I have to make sure that I look okay just to talk to you? No.
So it's meant to feel desperate. It's meant to feel hopeless. And sad.
Mission achieved.
I hate Valentine's Day. Yes, I get to kill people on Valentine's Day. Stupid love.
Eat lead.
So, yeah, I don't know.
And I love mutant blob attacks.
Bonus.
This is the death of fun.
I just kill everyone.
Meh. Must have been my imagination.
Damn, where's the bush? I can't hide in a bush.
I'm cool with this game. This is not a suck game, I swear. So,
and my brain was very snarky.
This is a dark game.
It feels like I'm a kid again. This is so much fun.
Blah, blah, blah. We find a lot of cats for some reason. The cats are missing.
We do find a lot of cats. Just murder as many people as they tell you to.
Killing people. It's cute.
It's a cute, fun murder game.
This is how I'm experiencing these games now through Stephanie. Neener, neener, neener. Please use me.
Balls
everywhere.
You jerks, I was trying to be, you know, just hang out here, but no, it starts going, and then I just fall to the ground.
Oh,
I was
like, that's funny.
You know, we've got this big ass pipe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Said denied. And you got
the
Stephanie.
You got the Stephanie.
Goat Simulator 2014.
Basically, it's a bloody, violent, you know, you're killing people.
Oh,
but,
really?
Oh,
that's
well,
not a simulator, then. Jackass Logan, why couldn't you just said that?
And I know he listens to us, so Logan. Come on.
Right.
Naked. Running through the streets.
Running around. Woohoo!
You better rock my socks for me to be paying for another MMO monthly. And like angels on their shoulder.
Right.
Do it. No, don't do it. Did she even see how I cleaned the bathroom? That woman, she's just a cooch with legs. I was like, oh, there you go.
you know, jump over stuff and you kick stuff and you lick stuff. 5 minutes into the game, I'm blowing up gas stations. I'm running over, you know, mobs of people. So I'm walking down the street as a giraffe and I'm like got a bicycle in my mouth or a car in my mouth.
I would have your baby. I was like, oh, wow. Throw some love at me. All right, let's go. We're farting around doing other stuff. So there you go.
Farting around.
It's like Anchorman. We just read whatever's in front of us.
We have to say bye and do a little laugh.
Okay. All right.
So bye.
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 Oh, my God. So I think that is awesome that we've seen when we first started the show and we were all kind of like robotic and we're talking like really serious about the games. And then these last 10 episodes, we're like, oh, I think naked, murdered, dressed, blah, 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 blah.
I think it's longer than 10 episodes there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we got pretty comfortable pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's why I love doing the show.
That was awesome. That was so
thank you
awesome.
For putting those together, Steph. That was really
that was
fun.
So much fun.
That was a lot of fun. Free Rangers in the chat room reminded me that he gifted some games. And in fact, he sent us copies of Thief and Lego Marvel. And I almost took Thief. But we'll give them away on the show. And in fact, I will put a, because they are higher tier game, I'm gonna make it a little fairer than just, hey, tell me if you want the game. Because honestly, if that's the case, I want the game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a link in the show notes. I'll also tweet it out on Facebook. And if you're not following us on Twitter, you really should be. Stephanie did the rapid read, but if you go on Twitter and it's twitter.com/LazyElite, or facebook.com/LazyElite. We update the posts there. We also put out contests there. So we do a lot of interaction in those places. Mm-hmm. So be sure. I do have a Google Plus, but I don't go on Google Plus.
I know. I don't either.
I play D&D on Google Plus.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's actually works out quite well.
I didn't realize that. Well, I guess there are games there. I don't really explore that too much. So yeah. So I'll have a link to the little giveaway and you'll just put your email in just so I can contact you. And if you want extra entries into it, you can follow us. And if you're already following, you get a free entry. So that's how
it works.
There
you go.
Easy, easy. So Lego Marvel, the superhero Lego Marvel game, which is a really fun game, as well as Thief, will be up for giveaway. So thanks so much, Free Ranger. You're always here to hang out with us in the chat room too.
Yes, that's awesome.
Thank you. Now, are these for the PC or console?
They're Steam. Sorry. Steam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. We only do digital here. I can't ever get to the post office. I'm lazy like that.
Right.
I do
you
have.
Come
a,
to us.
You know what? I do have a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5 that I never played that game. I just wasn't into that game and I just didn't play it. So I need to give that away because there's the online component, which I never used either. So I feel like that game is just wasting away in my bin. So, all right.
Some 11-year-old will love that game.
No, I do not. No, I won't be giving that away then. Just a friendly reminder to head on over to slashloot.com and check out our t-shirts if you're interested. Also, if you head on over to doghousesystems.com and check out the awesome PCs over there and use the code LADIES, you get double the memory and a free t-shirt. So thanks to Doghouse for sponsoring the show, as well as Alpha Geek Radio that lets us broadcast every what's today? Thursday.
Thursday.
I was going to say Wednesday. Every Thursday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. So you can go to alphageekradio.com and check out all the shows on the network. It's not just us. And then frogpants.com. For letting us use the IRC chat room and hanging out with everybody in there. So you can also, again, I'll quickly just say, you can find us all on Twitter. I'm Nicole Spag. Kim is just Kim Molly. And Stephanie is XIAN1. Shushin. So
Shushin.
Next week, I don't know what we're playing, but
come back. We'll be on episode 101. We'll be back to normal. I promise.
It'll be right. Tuesday, though.
Wait a minute. What?
Oh, that's next right. Week she'll is be. Tuesday. She's in Arizona.
I will oh, that's be with right. Nicole I totally week. Forgot yeah. you were visiting. That's yes. gonna be fun. Hopefully, you know, I spent some time that's trying to short. Get the video going. We're gonna try doing a Google Hangout if you're up for it.
Oh,
Steph.
Oh, that would I'll be try. Great.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Yeah. So thanks so much for hanging out, everybody. We'll talk to you in a week. Bye bye.
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 Where's your laugh? Where's your laugh?
That was Joey's guy.
Joey's guy, yeah.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.